This and other podcasts are available on the Gun Rights Radio Network, gunrightsradio.com. Podcasting freedom.
This is an MSP Middle of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Ben Branham. Bob Main is taking a little bit of time off and giving me the opportunity to talk to all of you. Today we're going to talk about MOA, or Minute of Angle. It's not used a lot in handgun shooting, more in rifles, but it's a really confusing topic, and a lot of people use the term, throw it around, think they know what they're talking about, but, well, a lot of them really don't. So I thought I'd get on here and dispel a couple myths and kind of teach you a little bit about what I know about Minute of Angle. This actually came in from a question from Gabe R. Thanks for the email, Gabe. Bob, I know you asked Bob the question, and he kind of sent it to me. He really is starting to learn all that stuff on the rifles, and I've been teaching him, so he's getting better, and he thought I could be a better source to you all than he could on this. So, thanks for the question, Gabe. If you have any questions for Bob, you can always shoot them over at handgunworld@gmail.com, and you can shoot questions to me at ben@modernselfprotection.com. I'll try to answer all of them that I get, and some of them will even end up as a podcast or a post. Before we dive into all that, I just want to say that it's Wednesday, and coming up really fast this weekend, and Saturday and Sunday, is Veterans Day and the Marine Corps birthday. 11/11, I think you all know the story about the guns fell silent on the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month. And it was supposed to be the end of all wars after that great war. Well, history didn't prove out to that, and unfortunately, we still have war, and we still have veterans, and we still have people. It was changed to Veterans Day years later, and now, hey, it's the day that we need to honor all vets that have served our country. So, if you know a vet, or you see a vet, hey, go out of your way on Sunday to thank them. Saturday, November 10th, is the Marine Corps' birthday, and it, as all of you probably know, I'm a Marine, and I kind of got a special place in my heart for that. It's a huge tradition for Marines. All Marines know the story. All Marines dress up and have a huge ball on that day or about that day every year, and, well, if you really want to be cool to a Marine, you know, go up on November 10th and say happy birthday. Now let's hit the topics. MOA, Minute of Angle. It's actually not Minute of Angle, even though everybody says that in the shooting world. It's a measurement of an angle, obviously. But it comes from a minute of arc. And 1 minute of arc is 1/60th of a degree. So that puts 21,600 minutes of arc in a complete circle, or 360 degrees. That doesn't really matter all that much. I just thought I'd give you where it comes from. It's kind of an architectural and a navigational term. Why it's important to shooters, you know, and we say minute of angle. It's kind of one of those mathematical quirks that if we go out 100 yards at 1 minute of angle, it'll be 1 inch. So if I go straight out, I'll hit a point. If I go 1 minute of angle to the right and go 100 yards, I'd be 1 inch from that point. I hope that makes sense to you. And where it really becomes mathematically weird is that at 100 yards, it's 1 inch. At 200 yards, it's 2 inches. And at 300 yards, it's 3 inches. And at 400 yards, it's 4 inches. And it goes on, well, forever. But, and if you, well, we use that as a rounding so you can make numbers in the top of your head. If you've seen snipers and stuff, they want to be perfect, and they use mil dots or they use MOA, and they have these huge charts, and they need a calculator, and they use cosine and tangent and all this other stuff to get it. We use minute of angle because it's 1 inch at 100 yards. Actually, it's 1.047 inches at 100 yards. So it's a little hair over an inch, and that won't make a difference until you get out to, you know, 800, 900, 1,000 yards, and you're looking at 10 minutes of angle or something. You go out that far, and now that 0.047 starts to matter. But for most of us, we're going to be shooting at 100, 200, 300. And for you guys that are really getting good, out there to 400, 500, and 600 yards. And then you can still use 1 minute is 1 inch, or at 500 yards, 1 minute is 5 inches, for all of you that are learning how to do math out there. But it really is that easy. Gabe had a couple questions, because you hear minute of angle thrown everywhere, all over the place, in ads for ammunition, barrels, rifles, all this other stuff. They say the rifle shoots sub-minute of angle, means that it'll shoot a group of less than 1 inch at 100 yards. Most rifles coming out today, they should be shooting that. The new Rugers that just came out, their Scout version of their rifle and their America's rifle, you know, those two bolt-action rifles, are shooting amazing, and they're little hunting rifles, and they're shooting sub-minute of angle groups. Most of your high-end ARs that are over $1,000 to $1,500 are shooting pretty close to minute of angle, so 1 inch at 100 yards. The high-end rifles, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, should be shooting sub-minute of angle, and some of them will even start claiming half-minute of angle. It gets kind of loose around there, because if I say a group, how big is a group? How many shots? Most standards are 3 or 5 shots. If I want to take records, I'm talking about 3-shot groups. If I want to take what the rifle's really capable of, it's more 5-shot groups. So when a factory says it, they generally find the ammo that works for their rifle the best, and they shoot 3-shot groups to say, hey, look, our rifles will do sub-minute of angle, and they have a little 0.9-inch group with 3 rounds with the ammo that they know will work. And some factories, like Clark Custom Guns for a long time, guaranteed their rifles would be sub-minute of angle, and some other factories even go farther, and they pay somebody that's really good to sit there and shoot their rifles all day. Sounds like a cool job for me, but really, these guys would go out there, and they would, every rifle that came off the assembly line, they'd put a target out there at 100 yards, and they'd shoot a 3-shot group. They'd put in there time, date, and all the particulars, and sign it, and put that target in with the rifle package, which is kind of cool when you get your rifle and you look in there and there's this little tiny 3-shot group and they're like touching at 100 yards, you know you've got a good rifle. And that kind of goes with, you know, anybody that claims sub-minute of angle, make them prove it. Those companies that are putting those targets in there, you know they proved it, they don't mind. They'll show you what that rifle can do. The term gets even more loose when we start talking about ammo and barrel companies claiming sub-minute of angle. There is so many factors going into that shot. You have barrel, you have the shooter, you've got the rifle, you've got what kind of ammo it likes, and every barrel, every gun will be individual and like a different ammo a little bit better. Some ammos will be generally better than others, and then some, I don't know, you'll get one rifle that will love this 168 grain Hornady Tap 308 rifle, and then the next rifle down the line, it could be the serial number next to it. Same barrel, same everything, made in the same plant, same day. Everything was produced. The rifles put together the same day. The barrels were cut and honed the same day. And it doesn't like the 168 grain tap. It's really an art over science. They're trying to get it, but there's so many little things that change everything. Still working on it. But they're getting better and better to the point where they can guarantee that, hey, today, if you buy a rifle, I'd be very depressed if I bought a decent rifle today and it wouldn't shoot one MOA with good ammunition. And when I say good ammunition, I might have to try Hornady's match ammo, Federal's match ammo, Black Hill's match ammo, and just some of the others. Winchester makes match ammo. Anybody, you might have to try 3 or 4 or 5 different match ammo and different weights to find out where it would shoot sub-minute of angle. But I'd be very depressed if I bought a rifle that wouldn't shoot some MOA. And all these companies that are claiming it, it's not hard to make a sub-minute of angle claim at 1 yard or 100 yards these days. My other question I have for manufacturers and ammo companies, and I hope you're getting this already, if I just claim that this rifle will shoot sub-minute of angle, does that mean at 100 yards it'll shoot less than an inch, and at 200 yards it'll shoot less than 2 inches, and at 1,000 yards it'll shoot less than 10 inches? Not really. Some rifles and ammunition combinations are actually better at short distances, like 100 yards, and some are better at long distances, super long distances, like 1,000 yards or a mile. Just because the rifle will shoot sub-minute of angle at 100 yards doesn't mean it will shoot sub-minute of angle at 500 yards. Just because the rifle will shoot sub-minute of angle at 500 yards doesn't mean it'll shoot sub-minute of angle at 100 yards. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but really bullets, they come out of the rifle spinning at a certain rate, and they need to be spinning at a certain speed, moving at a certain velocity to stabilize. Well, if they come out of the barrel unstable at because it's spinning too fast and you get a little wobble like your football at 100 yards, once the bullet slows down a little bit at 300 yards, you could have a very stable flight path, and so that rifle could be extremely accurate with that bullet at 300, 400, 500 yards, but at 100 yards it doesn't look that great. So you really get the bottom line is you can take anybody's claim and get a kind of a rough idea. If they say it'll do half minute of angle, you probably got a pretty accurate rifle. If they say it'll do 1 minute of angle, you know, you're pushing it. If they don't make any claims, who knows what you're going to get. You have to go out and do the fun thing and shoot it. If you want to be a long-range competitor, you need to go out and shoot a rifle at those distances to see which one is better. That is a long way to go around that. If a manufacturer claims sub-minute of angle on any of their stuff, make them prove it. That's a lot of stuff that they all use, sub-minute of angle and minute of angle, and it's really all more marketing than anything else. Where that minute of angle stuff really comes in is your optics. When you use your optics, that's when we start talking about drop, wind drift, clicks, all that stuff. You've heard it all. Normally it's all in minutes of angles or inches. Or most likely high-end optics have the clicks in a minute of angle. And you're either looking at eighth minute of angle, quarter in middle of angle, or a half minute of angle. And that's exactly what it sounds like. If I have eight clicks, 1/8 clicks, that means I have eight clicks to move that strike of the round 1 minute of angle. How big's a minute of angle? Depends on how far you're shooting, right? 100 yards is 1 inch. 200 yards is 2 inches. So we can start backing out math that way. That's why it's the greatest thing. Minute of angle is 1 inch. Now we can start doing the math and looking at our target and figuring things out. If I have a 10 mile an hour crosswind and I have a full value, which just means the wind is blowing from left to right, so I have it makes it full value, I might look at my ballistic chart and it says I have to go 3 minutes of angle into the wind. Or more likely, what it tell me is at 100 yards, I have a 3-inch drift. So if the wind is blowing from left to right, that means the bullet will strike to the right 3 inches. So I want to move my scope over so I can keep that on. Now I need to go left 3 inches. Well, 3 inches at 100 yards is 3 minutes of angle. If I have half minute of angle clicks, that means I need to click left 6 clicks. Or I'm 3.5, yeah. See, now I can't do math while I'm talking. But it would be 6 clicks left, and then theoretically the strike of the round would be exactly where I put the crosshairs on the scope. That gets pretty complicated, but the whole idea is to keep the math simple. Simple, keep it simple, stupid. And I like scopes with quarter minute of angle, because then I can see more, and when it gets out there I don't have to go click 32 times. It gets really, really big, really, really fast. If I go out, let's say I go out 500 yards, I have a 223, and I have a drop of 15 inches at 500 yards, give or take. I can't think off the top of my head, I'm sorry, but we'll just call it 15 inches at 500 yards. And I have a scope that does half MOA. Well, to move 15 inches, how many clicks do I need? First of all, how many minutes of angle is that? That would be 3 MOA. So if I want to come up 3 minutes of angle on my scope, I need to click up with my half minute clicks. I only need to click up 6 clicks. So I hope you're kind of getting this, how the math gets really simple, because you just divide by whole numbers. As you get out farther and farther, and the real precision shooters are going to argue with me a lot that you need to use a calculator and put that 0.047 in and start multiplying out. But for us in the field, for sniper work and stuff, those guys that have all those, they just do that math in their head real quick and look at it. And that's kind of what I do, and I'll look at it and make quick quick guesses and, you know, swaggered. Scientific wild-ass guess. You can hold up your hand and feel what the wind is. You can use the grass trick to see how many miles an hour the wind is at you. And you can also, you've used the little barometer and windometer. I don't even know if that's a word. You see those little thingies. You can get them from Cabela's and stuff that will tell you exactly what the weather is like where you're sitting. And you can make more educated guesses of how far I have to go over. The great thing now is we have all these great ballistic calculators, and they'll do all the work for you. If you get in and get a decent one, you can get them on your phone and download them. You put your load and your data in, and then you just start adding data to it, and it will tell you how many clicks, which way you want to go. I kind of like using that method, but I had to learn all this stuff for the military and for, well, you know, over a decade ago before they didn't have all these cool calculators you could take with you or the cool iPhone that you could put in. Learn how to do all these by hand with a calculator or in my head. And that's where the minute of angle is really the secret, because I can do this stuff in my head pretty quick. I thought I'd add one more little thing, and that was to talk about mildots. It kind of goes with minute of angle because we use mildots for ranging, for holdovers, and you'll see scopes that have mildots on them, right? You know, that's what the military uses, mildots. And actually, mil does not stand for military. Stands for milradian, and it's an artillery term, and again, it's a measure of angle. Only this time, this is designed for a lot longer ranging and a lot longer use. See, we talk about minute of angle, and we talk about 100 yards being 1 inch. A mil, we use meters, and now it's 1 meter at 1,000 meters is what 1 mil is of angle. So you can work that out all the way up and down. So at 100 meters, which is a little over 100 yards, it's a tenth of a mil. So you can understand how it's out there. And to give you an idea, artillery gunners, they'll work at 30 clicks, which is like, I don't know, 12, 13 miles, something like that. And I worked as a mortarman, and we could do over 3 clicks or 3 kilometers, which was like 2 miles, give or take, something like that, that I could hit a target with a mortar. And then sometimes I would have to look at it and do it. Sometimes I have somebody forward and tell me. So it was a more precise way to do angles and a more precise way to click over. The longer the distance, that little movement makes a long ways. And I already told you how to do the math if you go 1 minute. So just wanted to throw that into you. I don't like using the mil dots anymore because nobody thinks in meters. How tall is a person? Just in case you didn't know, it's about 1.8 meters because I had to know this for the military. And then now start multiplying that out. If the guy is at 500 meters, how many mils will he be if he's 1.8 meters tall? See how you got to start using a calculator to get this stuff? I used to be really good at it and be able to off the cuff do it in my head and with a calculator because that was my job. Now, I kind of let my brain go a little bit lazy, and I don't like using meters and mils anymore because of the amount of math you have to do. If you have a drift of 1 mil at 100 yards, how far is that? How many clicks left do I have to go? How far do I have to hold over? I actually kind of wish scopes were all in mils, because most of the time you'll get scopes were all in MOA. A lot of times I'll get a scope that has MOA clicks and then has mil dots in it. Well, crap. Talk about the most confusing thing in the world. I got to convert meters to inches on the fly. Anyways, that's just my little take on all that stuff. And I thought I'd give you what a mil dot actually was and then, you know, how they can use it and how freaking confusing it is. But I did do the math a little bit. 1 mil at 100 meters is about 10 centimeters or 3.937 inches. So when you start doing math that way and now you need to do clicks in MOA and you're looking in meters, boy, it gets confusing. I guess the bottom line is pick whichever one you like. If you like MOA, use scopes that all work in MOA. If you like mil dots, use scopes that all work in mil dots. The problem is most of your clicks on your rifle, your sights, and everything AR sights are all in MOA. Even though the military thinks in meters and mils, their sights are still in minutes of angle. So even the military isn't immune to this stuff. When you get a good scope and you start doing ranging and long range work, that's when you really need to know this stuff. To just buy a rifle and have fun with your AR, just know what an MOA is. 1 inch at 100 yards. That's all you need to know, really. And when they claim sub-minute of angle, you know that they're claiming their rifle will shoot less than an inch at 100 yards. And that's kind of the standard to measure the MOA at, is 100 yards, because it's just easier. It's hard to measure MOA at 1,000 meters or 1,000 yards. See, I'm even getting confused with meters and yards. It's harder to measure. I mean, where are you going to find a 1,000-yard rifle range to do it, who's good enough to do it, and where you can find the conditions that you can actually measure what the rifle will do versus what the wind does swirling over 1,000 yards. So anyways, I hope that's helpful to you. I know it gets really confusing with all those numbers, but hey, I never liked any of this math stuff or any of these calculations or geometry or any of that stuff until I got into rifle shooting, and then I started learning about all this stuff, terminal ballistics and the actual external ballistics, how the bullet flies, if how it falls up and down, and how many minutes of angle it is, though. So if you want to, you can learn this stuff. It's really simple. One MOA at 100 yards is 1 inch. One MOA at 200 yards is 2 inches. One MOA at 300 yards is 3 inches. If you can understand how that works and how it collates and gets together, you can totally understand and do anything with minute of angle. Me, all I care is if my rifle shoots little groups, if I'm sitting from the rest, and if I'm out on the real world running and gunning, I care that my rifle hits what I'm aiming at. So, anyways, this has been a very complicated subject, and one that if you really want to learn how to use it all, you really got to sit down with pen and paper, and you really got to do it and practice it. If you're not going to shoot long-range rifle or precision rifle, as long as you understand what I just said, that 1 inch and 2 inches, that's good enough for you to know what it is, and that's good enough for you to live in our world of firearms today. So, this has been another midweek episode of Modern Self-Protections for Handgun World Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, remember that gun and knife are only tools. Your brain's the weapon. Train it well.